Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. We're so blessed that you're joining us today for part two of a fabulous two-part interview with Papa Ray Hurst. Folks, if you missed any of the prior episode, you need to go back and catch up. We are talking about things that you just don't hear about in Christian circles anymore. I mean, this is a unique calling that Papa Ray has. Now, his life was let's just say, not the best upbringing, okay? And he suffered emotionally and spiritually until he found out that what he was lacking was the Father's blessing. And then God gave him a mandate to share the Father's blessing by standing in the gap, if you want to call it that, in the place of missing fathers or abusive fathers that did not treat their children and raise their children in the proper way and hurt them emotionally and spiritually as well. Folks, this is a great interview, a lot of great information. And he wrote a book, Daddy, Why Don't You Love Me? A Father's Blessing to a Son or Daughter, Healing the Wounds of the Absent and Abusive Father. Folks, this is a great book. Go down to the show notes, click the link, order your book, but get ready. We're going to jump back into the conclusion of this interview with Papa Ray Hurst. How did you begin the process of walking in this special, unique calling that God has now developed to you? I mean, I don't think there's any classes on this in seminary or Bible school.
So, ironically, is this blessing in 2004 literally started in the middle of my two depressions. Mm. And the first depression was 25 years ago, where I lost my home, had to file bankruptcy, sold my business, literally lost everything. But so once you go into depression, you don't always just stay there. I mean, I came back out of it and went to Brazil six times, had phenomenal breakthroughs. And after my second depression is where I got really, really serious about understanding, why is this happening? How can I have such manic depression? I felt like David, you know, just going up and down. It's like going to these lofty heights with the Lord to crashing and burning and saying, Lord, where are you? Why have you forsaken me? Where have you gone? And it's been an incredible journey. But I got to say, guys, and the power of this blessing is it changes how you think.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's what I had to do. I had to change how I think. And that's what really got me into this is I really wanted to be for the world what the world was not for me. And that's why I loved to share this blessing, whether it's one-on-one in the streets of the favelas of Brazil, or it's in the streets of New York City, or in the church. It yeah. didn't matter. I want to share this with anybody and everybody I can. Because I seen the radical transformation, and now as a personal transformation coach, this Father's blessing is probably does more than anything else that I do in my coaching.
Praise the Lord.
Because it really touches this core being. It touches you at the deepest part of your core. At the earliest part of your life. Yeah. So you could say, in the beginning of our life, what is the first wound or hurt that we could receive? Mm-hmm. And that is not feeling loved and accepted by our fathers or mothers. Mm. So yeah. we could call it yeah. probably one of the deepest wounds that we could get. And the sad part, we'll carry it through our whole life if we don't stop. Yeah. Think what I'm thinking. What am I thinking? Why am I thinking that? And trace it back to like, oh, I didn't feel loved by my dad. Mm. And I'm sure we all have a story mm-hmm. of somewhere where dad wasn't there or dad didn't do what we anticipated he should do. And if we really, really unpack it, a lot of the decisions we make today are based on our beliefs.
That's right.
From what we think back there. Mm-hmm. And here's the beautiful part is it's one choice away from changing that.
Amen. And that's why I want to talk about mindset for a minute, because we always hear about mindset. I mean, there are mindset coaches and training programs on change your mindset, change your life type of programs. But your program is truly changing the most important aspect, that of feeling love, not just from a spouse, but from the father, as we've been talking about, one that may not have even been present in much of their life, or perhaps was abusive or something like that. Explain for us why that is so important in the world in which we live in right now.
Oh, wow. Wow. Changing your mindset in how do you perceive who you are in your childhood is the most critical thing. And it's one of the hardest things. I call it the simple step, the hard process. Is for me, I'm 60 years old. And I could say I spent 60 years with sex, drugs, and rock and roll trying to hide that, trying to overcome that. And I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back there and open that up again, because it's painful. It's hard. But guys, if you do not change it, here's what, diving a little bit again on how your brain works. This is really critical. And a lot of us would like to blame the devil for what's happening when it's not him at all. So your brain is literally doing a research of your whole life, every moment of every day, trying to determine what is about to happen in the next moment based 100% on what you believe happened in the past when a similar event was occurred.
Yeah.
Now, here's where it gets really, really interesting is as your brain perceives what is about to happen, it releases neural chemicals. Cortisol and adrenaline are the bad guys. Serotonin and dopamine are the good guys. So serotonin and dopamine are the happy, you know, little puppy, fluffy chick, you know, little chick or, you know, babies. Give you that serotonin rush, you get a hug. Cortisol and adrenaline. Adrenaline, of course, makes your muscles stronger, makes your heartbeat faster. The cortisol is the tricky guy. The cortisol will take your cognitive thinking processing ability and greatly diminish it from as much as 720 bits of data to 20 bits of data in a nanosecond.
Wow.
This is really critical, guys. We got to stop blaming the devil for our own thoughts. So this is unpack this. Here comes an event. My subconscious does a research on my whole life to determine what I think is about to happen. Runs it through my emotional calculator. Now, this is really, really important. You ever have somebody do something and you're like, that was funny. And the next day, the same person does the same thing when you're in a bad mood and you snap.
Yeah.
Same person did the same thing. One day you're okay. Next day you're not. What happened? That was your emotions. Mm-hmm. So here comes the event. Your brain does the research. How do I think? What do I think is about to happen? How do I feel now? How do I feel about the other person? In a nanosecond, it releases neurochemicals. When it's a bad event, we call it the stress response, the fight or flight. Our brain does the research. I'm not in a good mood. I'm not happy. The neurochemicals, cortisol and adrenaline get released into my body. In a nanosecond, I respond in an inappropriate, bad way, all because I didn't keep my emotions in check.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
Now, let's take this a little deeper. Why were my emotions not in check? Because I wasn't happy. Why am I not happy? There's a variety of reasons. I could be feeling powerless. I could be feeling empty. But why? It's because I never stopped. What am I thinking? Why am I thinking that? Is it true? What's the truth? Guys, when we are broken and empty, we are not going to respond well. We have to be constantly being aware, what I call self-check-ins. Mm-hmm. Where am I? How do I feel? Am I good? No, things are not going well today. I just lost $10,000 in the stock market. or my car just, you know, got a, they told me at the garage it's going to need a new engine. Ah, I'm not in a good place. Mm. Be aware of that. Okay. So you're not well. You lost a good friend, or somebody passed away that's very dear to you. So you're not in a good place. Just be okay with that. Be okay with the fact that you're not okay. But then just be aware of everything that's happening from then on. I'm not okay. And tell people, I'm sorry, I'm not okay right now. I can't deal with that right now. I'm not okay. Be honest. You had the Christian response, or a lot of people do this, is, how are you? I'm fine.
Yep.
It's okay to say, I am not okay, but I will work through it.
Amen.
Just be honest.
You know, we've all heard about the power of our words, but you also emphasize the power of words we do not speak. Can you explain that for us?
Oh, wow. So as particularly as a parent or a spouse, this is so critical. When a person does something and you express your feelings or your thoughts about it, that other person heard very clearly what you thought and what you felt. If you do not say nothing, this is particularly true for children. When the child does something and you walk away without saying anything and you just give them that look, 1,000 things run through their mind into what do they perceive did you mean by not saying a word. That I cannot say this enough. That is beyond devastating, because that child will come up with the conclusion of what you meant. And I promise you, it is not what you intended for them to believe. They will carry that with them the rest of their life. Mm-hmm. And now you can say, well, I don't want to speak in anger. Then say, I will come back and we'll talk about this later. Never, ever, ever, ever leave your child to assume what you intent or what you meant, because it is beyond devastating. I lived with that, is people would just look at me and walk away. And I would just have all this multitude of ideas, and they were not good. I never thought, oh, they just thought I was the most amazing thing in the world. Absolutely not. My brain went to all the worst scenarios that you can imagine.
Yeah.
Fathers, mothers, please say, even we'll talk about this in 10 minutes or tomorrow morning. So what happens? Now their brain is satisfied that they're going to get an answer to who are they because of what they did. Very, very, very important.
Looking at that question, I was just thinking, you know, there are times when I say or do something and my wife will just climb up and I say, what's wrong? Nothing. And I know that's not the correct answer, right? I say, no, I mean, what's going on? I'm fine. I still know that's not the right answer.
Yeah. Well, you know you're in trouble when I'm fine.
Yeah. Guys, don't say, because I did that when we first got married. Nothing. Okay, then why are you mad? I'm fine. Okay, well, I'm going to go out party with the guys. See ya. And when I came home, it was not fine.
It was not fine. Yeah, yeah. So men and women, young or old, if you're not good, just say, I'm not good. I'm not fine. I am not good. We will talk about this later. So critical for your relationships,
yeah.
Whether that's child to father, father to child, mother or husband to wife, it doesn't matter. When that other person walks away, having to determine what did that person mean, it's not going to end well.
Yeah, amen. Amen. That is so true. Now, you also share that the truth will set you free, but you also have an opposite reasoning for that statement that I found interesting. Can you share that with us and how it affects
us? Yes. The Word of God says, when you know the truth sets you free. So if you're not feeling free anywhere in your life, where do you not have the truth? Where's the lie? If you're feeling captive, if you're feeling that you're struggling in anything, whether that's in academics, whether it's emotionally, job-wise, relationship-wise, with your employees, employer, family, if you're struggling and you are in Christ, that means somewhere you don't have the truth. Look at that. Just unpack that. It's take time. And this is what I call the simple step, the hard process. It's simple. Like, I just write a few things down. Well, that's the hard process is I write them down and I got to dig into them. Because, well, I'll tell you what, it ain't no fun digging in that junk back there. Like I said, I spent 60 years, sex, drugs, rock and roll, trying to hide from it.
Yeah.
But I need to go back, unpack it. Where's the lie? The lie is not yesterday. The lie, the real lie, is back in what we call the core, conception to 10 years old. And most people say, well, I can't remember there. No problem. The Holy Spirit can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just keep asking him, Lord, show me more, show me the lies. Be willing to go there. And here's the thing, guys, I can't stress this enough. We never go back to shame, blame, or condemn. Never. Let me say it again. We never go back to shame, blame, or condemn. We just go back to right God's kingdom truth. Mm. That's it. I'm not going back to shame my father for leaving when I was 4 years old. I'm not going back to blame my father for anything. I'm going back to release me, change the meaning. My father was broken and empty. He couldn't give me what he didn't have. No shame, no blame.
Yeah.
I am changing the meaning to God's kingdom truth. Ray Hurst was never abandoned in God's kingdom.
Amen.
So if I'm seated in heavenly places with Christ, does that mean I always was? I believe it is. So I go back to my four-year-old and say, Ray Hurst was in Christ and Christ was in Ray. And so I'm going to give it a kingdom meaning. Guess what it does? It changes my mind.
Amen.
It changes my perception of my past, which changes the projection of my future.
Yeah,
so I encompass my whole life into a kingdom life. Now I can choose. I can choose the natural or I can choose the kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Amen. What do you mean by the term feeling buried alive will never die?
Oh, so my feelings of feeling rejected and abandoned from my father, if I never go back and write God's kingdom truth, my brain will always remember that. Remember, my brain's doing a research on my whole life every moment of the day. I'm coming across an event where I'm feeling rejected. My brain calculates all the times that I felt rejected and calculates how I felt, what it meant, and how did I act. And it will very strongly try to project me into doing the exact same thing if I don't stop it. Mm. How do I stop my brain from digging up all that junk? Is I ask the Holy Spirit to help me rewrite the meanings.
Mm.
Give it God's kingdom truth. Now, I can imagine some people were very brutally hurt in very bad ways that I can't even imagine the pain that they would have suffered. The same thing is truth. You have to write God's kingdom truth. And I've been doing this for years, helping people to change the meaning, radically change their life instantly.
Mm. Amen.
Change the meaning of that feeling. Because if you bury that feeling and you refuse to deal with it, if you refuse to put God's truth to it, you're going to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
With that same feeling over and over until you release the perpetrator, release them, forgive them, and change the meaning of who are you.
Mm-hmm.
You are worthy. You are loved. You are blessed. You are accepted. You are wanted. You are not worthless. You are all these great things in Christ. Who am I in Christ is who I was then. I got to change that meaning.
Amen.
Very important.
And your personal transformation coaching program where you, you help lead people into healing those deepest wounds of not feeling loved by the Father. Explain how the program works for us.
So I'm a very intense coach. My minimum sessions are 4 hours. So I tell people, and I really, really, really prefer 8-hour program. And I also have for marriage crisis intervention is I have what I call it an immersion. It's actually, I call it in your space, in your face, because I will fly anywhere in the world and stay in your home for 3 days. We start our session at 8 o'clock in the morning at your kitchen table. We're in session till 6 o'clock that night for 3 straight days. Mm. And in that time, nobody's allowed, no phone calls, no interruptions. We have a 95% success rate.
Amen.
Success rate meaning that they continue to live in a positive way. We had a few that did not choose to continue. Mm-hmm. So you can say we had 100% success rate in the moment. Mm-hmm. So it's easy to change your mind in the moment while you're doing it. Mm-hmm. It's easy to say, oh, I get it. I see it. I understand it. It's hard. The true test of success is 2 months later, 3 months later, 6 months later is the true test. Are they continuing to walk in a reformed truth and a new way of living? So I'm going to say we have a 95% success rate.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
But everything we do, I simply go back, help them to change their mind. That's all I do. Amen. Write God's kingdom truth. Who were you when that happened? That's it. It's really that simple. It's the simple step, but it is the hard process. It's not fun, and it's not easy going back there because we are very pleasure driven. We love pleasure, whether that's eating, drinking, sex, smoking, drugs. We're always driven for pleasure. When I'm there, you know, helping you dig back through that past, it's not fun, and it ain't easy. And there's actually some people who actually will not go back. Here's the sad part about that. When you refuse to go back and talk about it, your brain is talking about it all the time. Mm. You haven't forgot it by not talking about it. You remember it. It's very vivid in your brain all the time.
Yeah.
All your decisions in your whole life are based on what you refuse to talk about, and you blame the devil. Sorry, it's not the devil. Yeah. You shall know the truth. The truth will set you free. Amen. If you're not free, you're believing a lie.
Amen. Amen. Folks, I mean, Ray, this has been just a blessing today, everything you're sharing with our audience. How can someone get a copy of your book, Daddy, Why Don't You Love Me? A Father's Blessing to Son or Daughter, Healing the Wounds of the Absent and Abusive Father. How did they get a copy of that book? Is it on Amazon?
It is. Yes. It is on Amazon. Just go in, Daddy, Why Don't You Love Me? Sharing a Father's Blessing. And so there's one written for the girl and one written for the boys.
Amen.
So I felt it was very important to speak to that gender. Mm. And what it does, this is very, very powerful. And if you go to my website and you want to listen to a audio or video, me sharing that blessing. My website is fathersblessing.info. That's INFO. And if you click on the son or on the daughters, you'll see me there speaking that blessing to you. Also in the book, I have a links that you can only find in the book to my website that you can print out a certificate of a father's blessing. Or you can, and here's another thing that I found intriguing. There's some cultures, not a lot, that have a rite of passage into manhood or womanhood, like the Jewish called a bar mitzvah. And I talk about that in the book, as I stand as that father, I bless you as a son and daughter, you know, asking your forgiveness for the wrongs I did, and then just sharing blessings from conception, first, second, third trimester, all the way through life. Mm. Also have a becoming of age, a certificate of manhood and certificate of womanhood.
Amen.
That you can download and print out on my website. But again, the links are only in the book. Mm-hmm. So you have to get the book to get the link. Absolutely. And then you just simply log in and print out a certificate that you can put your name in that declares you are now a man, you're not a boy, or you are a woman, you're no longer a girl.
Amen.
You can also print out a certificate of a blessing that you are blessed as a son or you're blessed as a daughter.
Amen. 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 And if someone to ask a question, you know, check out your transformation coaching program or maybe do an interview like this. How can they get in touch with you?
So, yeah, you can go on my website. Either one of my websites, fathersblessing.info, or my coaching website is ILAP now. That's ILAPNOW.com.
Okay.
And, yeah, if you would like some coaching or would you like to do an intense immersion to restore or improve your relationship in your family, in your marriage, you can go to ILAPNOW.com. You can also follow me on Facebook, Ray Hurst or Papa Ray Hurst on Facebook. I try to put up daily content for sure several times a week where I like to put up very thought-provoking content, powerful, life-transforming content. Amen. I try to get that up there several times a week for sure.
Praise the Lord. I'll put links to all this down in the show notes below. Folks, as we shared at the beginning of the program, so many people today are suffering from deep-rooted depression that, as Papa Ray rehearsed, has just shared, ultimately can be traced back to feeling unloved. And from that feeling of not being loved by your father, that feeling has been following you around your entire life. I urge you, go down the links in the show notes. Order a copy of Ray Hurst's book, Daddy, Why Don't You Love Me? A Father's Blessing to Son or Daughter, Healing the Wounds of the Absent and Abusive Father. Just go down to the show notes, click the links right there, get in touch with Papa Ray and see if he can help you overcome these long-held, deep-rooted feelings. Amen? But, you know, with Christmas just around the corner at the time that this will be going public here and be published as an episode, buy yourself a present that will transform your life. Get a copy of Ray Hurst's book, Daddy, Why Don't You Love Me? You'll be so blessed by it. And matter of fact, buy 2-3 copies and pass them out to the people you know at the office or someone you know is going through something. Let them read it and be blessed as well. Ray, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come on and share all this with us. I do appreciate the time today.
Oh, thank you so much. Again, in my passion to be for the world, what the world is not for me, this is my love and very, very passionate about changing the world one heart at a time.
Amen. Amen. Folks, that's all the time we have for today. Again, this is Pastor Bob along with Ray Hurst reminding you, be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org.
Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.